Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. It's just me again today, folks. Sweet Tori and baby Micah fell asleep, and I am not going to wake them up. We are picking back up in the new Morning Mercies devotional, my favorite. And just as a reminder, these can get very heady, but they're equally as heartfelt. I'm going to jump in. You were created to be dependent. God welcomes your dependency with His grace. So why would you want to go it on your own? Wrapped into this devious temptation of the serpent in the garden were two foundational lies. These lies have been believed somehow, some way, by every person who has ever lived. If you're a parent, you've seen the acceptance of them in your children from a very early age. The first full lie is the lie of autonomy. This lie tells you that you are an independent human, that your life belongs to you, and that you have the right to live life as you please. It is an attractive, very attractive, and seductive lie. Believing this lie makes a little child protest when he's told to go to bed or to eat his peas. However, the doctrine of creation destroys the lie of autonomy. Think with me. Creation depicts ownership. I'm a painter on the side. Once I have composed, painted, and completed a painting, it belongs to me because I made it. You can buy it from me or I can gift it to you, but until I relinquish it, it is mine because I created it. And since God created you and He created me, we belong to Him. We don't own our mentality or our spirituality or our emotionality or psychology or personality or even physicality. We are not independent beings, and we do not have a natural right to do with our physical and spiritual selves whatever we desire to do. Autonomy is a life-destroying lie. The second lie is the lie of self-sufficiency. This lie tells you that you have everything within yourself to be what you're supposed to be and to do what you're supposed to do. This lie explains why a little child struggling to tie his shoelaces will slap his mom's hand away when she tries to help, even though he has no idea how to make a bow. However, the doctrine of creation destroys this lie as well. Creation depicts dependency. The flower you plant in your garden is not self-sufficient. If it is not weeded or not watered, it will not grow. You and I were created to be dependent, first on God and second on others, to be interdependent relationships. Immediately after creating Adam and Eve, God began to talk to them because He knew they had no capacity to figure life out on their own. The lie of self-sufficiency is also life-destroying because it causes us to resist the help of our Creator, the very help we were designed to need and He is willing to give us. Going it on your own simply does not work. The self-made man is always poorly made. Oh, gosh, I'm going to read that again. The self-made man is always poorly made. Here is an argument for how much we need grace. It takes an act of grace to release us from our bondage to these lies so that we will confess our need for grace and then seek the peace that is our only hope in life and death. It really does take grace to know how much you need grace. And wow, I don't think I was ready for this one. I don't know about you all. Did anyone else feel a little triggered listening to it? Where as I was reading it, I'm like, man, like I do want to be self-sufficient. I do want to be independent because I feel like I'm told that that's like good in society. That's like, if you can be independent and, you know, work, grind, hustle, be self-sufficient and, you know, not need nobody for anything. You know what I mean? I feel like this is what is kind of pushed on us a little bit. Not even a little bit, a lot of it. And it definitely has an impact because it, just like the devotional was saying, it is attractive. I do love the idea of saying I'm self-made, but why? Like why? If I believe that God made me fearfully, wonderfully in the womb, that He created me, then I am His. And I'm His for His purposes, not for my own willy-nilly purposes. And yeah, this devotional really challenged me to ask, why am I so obsessed with being independent and being self-sufficient versus being dependent on my loving Father and not being afraid to rely on Him and ask for help, especially when I know that asking for help will lead to a better outcome than me trying to do everything on my own. It's like I'm tricking myself. I'm lying to myself. And it's not a good lie. It's not a good trick, because it's just not true. It's like, you know, imagine that you need to push something very heavy up a hill. Is it better that just you do it? Or is it better that you have another person or another five people helping you? Obviously, it's better to have more people, to have more strength to do the objective. So this just makes me want to be a bit more, number one, on guard to make sure that I'm not like falling into that trap of believing in my autonomous nature and that being completely independent is the goal, being self-sufficient is the goal, where I don't need God's help or whatever. Not that I would outwardly say that, but I think my actions were saying that. And I think that's what's convicted me, is like, oh yeah, I'm a child of God. Like, I love Him. But like, am I really depending on Him? Because I've watched our child depend on us, and I do not depend on God like a child. I depend on God like I'm a pretend, mature, self-productive adult. And so this is definitely a great challenging scripture for me to make sure that I'm embracing, which is the number two, I'm embracing my dependency on my loving Father. And that's the part that I really want to hone in on, is reminding all of us that we have a perfect loving Father. And I think a lot of us, myself included, have issues depending on God or wanting to be self-sufficient just in life in general, because we couldn't rely on other people. We couldn't depend on other people. And we had to learn these traits in order to kind of survive. And like, hey, like, I get it, right? But just like I said in a previous devotional, we can't project our earthly relationship baggage on a perfect loving Father who has none of those issues. And so let's try to break those generational curses and tear those lies down and trust in God the way He deserves to be trusted in. I'm going to pray this on out. Lord, thank You that You are trustworthy. Thank You that You are good. Thank You that You are bigger than all of our problems, Lord. Thank You for making us. Thank You for being a good creator. God, help us to not value us being created more than we value You, our creator. Lord, I just ask that You help us to not fall into the trap and the lies of believing that we are completely autonomous and can do life without You and that we don't need to depend on You, God. Help us to break those lies and to submit to the fact that we were created by You on purpose for a purpose, and that's a good thing. In Your Son's name we pray. Amen. Amen, God. Well, amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We'll be talking to you tomorrow. Arrivederci.